5 minutes after the hour, 10 o'clock, and I believe we have the infamous, famous Mr. Steve Earle on the phone with us. Steve, Ricky Sciardello here. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you, Rick?
Man, I tell you, Steve Earle, first of all, we miss you, and I just want to tell you that, man, I thought the Asteroids were hot. You knocked this son of a bitch out of the park with this album, dude.
Yeah, well, we're pretty proud of it. I'm proud of the songs. You know, it was a thing that sort of started organically over a period of time. I was writing songs for the blues record and then the Colvin and Earl record. And then T-Bone Burnett asked me to write a song for the TV show Nashville. And I wrote, it was for a character that had just gotten out of prison that had a song he was bringing to his brother, who's one of the main characters. And you know, T-Bone knew I could do that, write stuff to order. So I wrote If Mama Could Have Seen Me. And then later, Buddy Miller asked me for a song for the show, and I wrote Looking for a Woman. And then when I got done, you know, with the Colvin and Earl record and we were touring, I started thinking about my own record, and I got those two songs out, and I thought, wow, these kind of have the same vibe going on. And then I realized I've been listening to Honky Tonk Heroes a lot again, which is just a record I listen to every, you know, 7 or 8 years ever since it came out in 1973.
Well, I tell you, we've been, you know, talking amongst ourselves, my boys Rico and Racehorse, and man, this is a true Texas honky tonk. I mean, of course you got Willie and you got you know the Johnny Bush thing going. Then you've got, I even think the last one, Michelangelo, has got some Townes Van Zandt esque writing. You know, and that's just, you know.
Well, thanks. Well, it's a song written for Guy Clark.
I mean, my God, they were such good friends, as you were as well, and
they were my teachers. And,
really, that is awesome.
Yeah, and he's his ashes are still there because he's going in a bronze that Terry made. That's what he wanted, so that's
really?
Why we carried him on a tour bus, and he's sitting on Terry's mantle.
That's quite the honor for Mr. Guy Clark. And you know, I spoke to Guy about a week before he passed, maybe 2 weeks before he passed away, and oh my God, that just hit me so hard, you know. And I'm sure as it did you, you know, it did.
I saw him a few days before. I got there as much as I could the last several months. And then Rodney called me when he passed away. And then we had a wake in Nashville, like I said. And then we all got on a bus and took him to Santa Fe. And we had another one there.
Well, you know, it's good to have good friends like you, Steve Earle, and Rodney as well. As Guy Clark had so many damn friends, and that's what we all loved about him. So you want to be an outlaw? I think you're already there, Steve Earle.
Well, I mean, I think the deal was I wanted to rehabilitate the term outlaw because it's sort of, you know, I'm on a radio, you know, channel that's called that, and a lot of times some of the people I run into think, you know, and even an Australian journalist the other day asked me, he said, well, it was really about your lifestyle, the things you guys were doing besides playing music. And I said, no, it wasn't. It was about, it was really about Doug Somm moving back from California and almost the same time Willie Nelson moving back to Texas from Nashville. And Doug Somm, you know, appointed Willie in the direction of Armadillo World Headquarters and introduced him to Jerry Wexler. And that's why Wexler signed Willie and why Shotgun Willie and Phases and Stages. Doug doesn't get enough credit for that because I think he, in a lot of ways, he's kind of, you know, if not the father of what they call outlaw country, the midwife for sure, because he had a lot to do with Willie Nelson making the two records when he finally got to make a record the way that he wanted to. And that's what it was about. It was about country artists discovering that rock artists had freedom that they didn't have, and making, you know, records the way they wanted to. So they got labeled by the industry.
Album. And really happy you're doing well, and thanks for supporting Public Radio Pacifica, and just
my pleasure and my duty, and we will see you on the 3rd on our way to Willie's Picnic.
All right, Steve Earle, thank you, sir, appreciate it.
See ya.
All right. Steve Earle on the phone with us there.